Welcome to Health Frontiers radio show and podcast, where we empower listeners to be the champions of their health and their future through education and proper supplementation. My name is Jakin, and I will be your co-host today, along with the sponsor of this show, John Bergsteiner of Logos Nutritionals. We also have Dr. Chris Miletus with us today of Divine Medicine. He's a naturopathic doctor in Portland, Oregon. And we have an exercise physiologist named John Lenner, who is also joining us today. And today's topic is about sleep. Take it away, John Lenner.
I think that what we're talking about today is a national crisis, which is lack of sleep, irregular sleep. And what are the, in quotes, secrets behind getting regular sleep? And right off the top of my head, I know this doesn't follow in order, but I wanted to go down a rabbit trail, is number one, we eat too late at night. Number two, we take too many stimulants during the day.
True.
And number three, nobody does the physical exercise that will tire out the body and ward off the stress so that when you do go to bed, you can actually sleep.
Oh, you'd be proud of me, John. Last night, I've had a Fitbit in a box for 6 months. Last night I put it on. I'm monitoring my steps. The weather's better for all of us all around the country, and measuring our success on being physically tired and mentally tired is a combination, because you'd be worn out mentally, but if you're not physically tired, that's a problem. Or you're physically tired and your mind's still going, that's not good. And one of the things you said beautifully is not only are we not exercising as much as we ought to, we are professional sitters, and I'm probably the first prize winner on that. As a doc, I sit and sit and sit. And my exercise, when I'm talking to a patient, I say, well, let me go out in the front real quick while we're talking. So I want to go and bring a show-and-tell supplement or a lab result or something. I said, oh, they said, that's okay. We'll do that later. I said, no, this is my exercise. Literally, you know, 10 steps to the front desk, 10 steps back. And so I think a body in motion stays in motion. A body at rest stays at rest. So very, very true.
That's definitely
Amen,
true.
Brother.
Hello, John. How are you?
Hey, Brother John. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks. I was
awesome.
In going over the sleep portion of everything, Chris and I were just talking about that and how it affects the whole body. And I think that, John, you can probably lead us as to how sleep affects the different parts of the body, how it affects the brain, the lungs, the heart, how it affects the stomach, and how it affects the muscles. I'll take care of that, though. I'll do the muscle part, since I'm the muscle head of the group.
There you go. Well, obviously, sleep affects absolutely everything. That is when our body goes into repair mode, when we get into sleep. And the older we get, we tend to sleep less because of hormonal disruption and actually, we make less of the sleep hormone, the older melatonin, the older that we get as well. Is that true, Chris?
Oh, there's no question. One of the things about the whole aging process is our hormones are dropping, and we really want to look at how can we support those, supplement them, but also support them naturally with controlling the light we're exposed to, getting on a regular sleep schedule. And so often, whether it be travel, family stressors, something that's got your mind going, and or say, no, I'm going to stay up late and, you know, have fun that evening. Then you get acid reflux, or you actually watch too much blue screen, whether it be your computer, your television, or playing on our phones as we do these days, or what I call our portable computers. And as a result, we're just totally disturbing God's plan. The sun used to go down. You'd get a little bit of firewood. Didn't want to burn up all your firewood just to stay up late at night and talk to your friends. So you went to bed. And then you woke up at the crack of dawn when the sun was gleaming in your eyes, because there was back in the day really not light blocking shades, you know, light would creep in. And that was the natural God plan. And we, in our infinite wisdom, have adopted technology, LED, fluorescent, and lo and behold, we're a pretty sick country.
It does pretty much interfere with our sleep-wake cycle. And I know that John and Chris are going to touch on that, because that is it the pineal gland that's the only gland that's light sensitive?
Yes, it is. It is light sensitive, and it is part of that God-given plan. And interesting, many of the audience has heard about the popular aspects of CBD from hemp, not marijuana, but CBD. And what's interesting is even anandamide, a natural substance that is made by your body that affects your CBD receptors, are highest in the pituitary gland right before you wake up. So there's a natural cycle through and through again on so many aspects. And we have the melatonin that gets us to sleep and hopefully keeps us to sleep. But then we have cortisol, which is the counter side, which wakes us up in the morning, keeps us going. It's literally the passing of the baton. And we have became very obstinate children. And when we're trying to play double dutch and keeping in the rhythm, we're actually not doing our part of staying with the rhythm.
When we were developing our sleep formula, we wanted to put together a product that was not necessarily a product that knocks you out, you know, that's a sedative type product. We wanted to focus on lowering stress hormones in the body and enabling the body to relax so that you can go, you know, fall off into deep sleep and get complete restful sleep. Because we're not just being overstimulated in terms of the different types of things we're exposed to with the all the, you know, technology we're surrounded with and everything else, but we're also hyper-stimulated and hyper-stressed just because of our lifestyles and all the different, you know, things that we're being stimulated by, you know, not just physically, but emotionally and in every other way. It seems like we're just hyper-stimulated these days.
Well, we have too. We are suffering from connectivity. Remember about 10 years ago, there was those commercials on television and radio. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Because we're looking for increased connectivity with our cellular devices. We're suffering from excess connectivity. Back in the day, I was born 65. I'm a 53-year-old. And I actually had party line because we were poor. So we actually shared a telephone line with our neighbors. And it was a different kind of party line than today's party line. And it's like, wow. But if there was also no answer machine, there was actually, if you wanted to change the channel, you had to get up and actually physically get out of that couch or that chair and go over there, turn the knob to channel 2, 6, 8, 10, 12, and then adjust the rabbit ears. And we're not talking about the pet rabbit, to get the snow to control and maybe do a little vertical or horizontal control over the television. I'm like, boy, I don't know if I really want to change that channel. It just, we have became so much the gluttons for the society in which we live. And if I was not at home and someone wanted to leave a message, there was no answering machine. They would call again. So I wouldn't worry about it because there's no burden, no responsibility. And the mailman came or mail person came and there's mail. And of course, remember back in that movie, Got Mail. It's like, no, not internet mail where you get all the spam and all of this. You know, it's just we're overwhelmed and we need to quiet it down and fast. And when I'm saying fasting, not from food, we need to fast from our technology.
Well, Chris, since you talked about television, one of the commandments that my wife and I came up with for our household is, in order to lower our stress levels and get us ready for sleep, is that we literally never listen to or watch the news in the evening. And that has really, number one, it's increased our communications, but number two, it's really lessened the stress levels.
Oh, yeah. So, well, there's that news cycle where you can hear the same bad news at, you know, every 20 minutes or thereabouts. I want to hear about the firemen that saved the ducklings. I want to hear about the humanitarian work. I want that as my news channel about how we as humanity and as God's children are taking care of one another and making this place a better place. I don't want to hear about the bad people and the proverbial Sodom and Gomorrah of burning and pillaging and whatnot. And we're not talking about preference here. We're talking about just different kingdoms in the back in the day, which were not edifying, or we need to be adherent to the plan. And the plan is to be nice to one and all and to be benevolent and not to hear all this bad news, because I think it's desensitizing us. It's making us less human. to hear that there's a murderer or a child molester down the street. And it's, unfortunately, it's contagious these days.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, it's interesting because the fight or flight reflex that God built into us to respond to threats, that, you know, our body responds the same way to, you know, being walking down a walking trail and being confronted with diamondback rattlesnake as it does when the phone rings and you have some kind of a stressful encounter on the phone. The body doesn't really care. It's going to, you know, set off the same alarm bells and adrenaline and cortisol and all the, the stimulating hormones do their thing. And our body has to pay the consequences of that. And I know you deal with adrenal exhaustion, adrenal fatigue all the time in your patients. And you start to set up imbalances in the endocrine system with chronic exposure to these things that can really wreak havoc on your biological clock, can't you?
Well, without a question. And not only do I deal with it with my patients, I deal with it with myself. And the last thing on that technology piece, I'm going to dive into that, is how many of us have been in either movie theater, a church, a family gathering, and we hear a phone ring. We immediately, quick draw McGee, try to go and grab for our phone. Is it my phone? It's that fight or flight, just like you were describing. It's like, oh my goodness, I have to get it. The world rarely ends when we don't get our phone. And I'm a doctor. And of course, I'm even more sensitized to it because sometimes there are dire things on the other side. But yeah, the adrenal fatigue brings me to a childhood cartoon. And it was Popeye and Olive Oil. And there was this guy with a top hat that really liked hamburgers. His name was Wimpy. And he would say, I gladly pay you. May I have your hamburger today and pay you on Tuesday? Or can I pay you Tuesday and have a hamburger today? This is what we're doing with our caffeine, our stimulants, all the tricks that we've used to borrow from tomorrow's energy to get through today. Deficit spending doesn't work for our government, doesn't work for our household, and doesn't work for our temple. And so I see again and again burnt out people. They might be executives. They might be domestic engineers taking home care of the home front and the kids. It doesn't matter what the stress is. Or maybe they're a caregiver taking care of elderly parents. Or maybe they've just lost their job. Or they have another big issue, maybe a health issue. All of these things go on. And we were describing at the very beginning of the show of my tribe was the ones that ran from the animals. John Lennon's tribe was the ones chasing the animals. So I guess I was on the receiving end of payback and karma there. So it's all your fault, John. Leonard, yours, Burke Steiner. You're forgiven so far.
We're the ones who fed you, Chris.
Fed me to the animals, maybe. I don't know. Okay. and maybe that is probably the case. You were the providers, and I can be the shaman or the wise doctor type. But you fed me, and I kept you alive to keep on chasing those animals. I agree with that. And so, but what's interesting with this adrenal burnout and fatigue is we are designed to sprint after those animals. We are not long distance runners with rare occasion, and most caribou and deer will outrun any human being. And so the thing is, our stress response is to get us immediately out of that fight or flight or to do that battle that we need to do to survive. But today, we don't ever get off that treadmill of stress. And John, it sounds like one of the commandments in your home is thou shalt not watch overly stimulating, depressing television. I think that's brilliant. Plus, it's preventing you from having that UV light coming into your eyes, the blue spectrum. And a lot of people are using blue spectrum or blue light blockers or wearing actually amber glasses at night when they're on the computer or watching television. And on their phones, most people have on the smartphones, opposed to the flip phones, they have a night phase where they actually from 7 p.m. my time in here in Oregon, I go dark. My whole screen shifts to the night mode until 7 a.m. the next morning. So I'm not bombarding myself as much. There's lots of tricks like that. But with adrenal fatigue, we need to realize our adrenals, once we get them fatigued, it further throws off our sleep. And one of the things which I use a lot in my practice is philodendron. It's actually an herb which actually, if we were to look and Google philodendron stress response, there's actually research on philodendron, and it's just amazing. But if we have worn out adrenals, they will independently, just like our melatonin in our pineal gland, they will also alter our sleep-wake cycle. And people with adrenal fatigue will be palpatory, they'll have racy hearts, they will have blood sugar imbalances. All these things further disrupt the sleep. So we need to support the adrenals. We need to minimize the burden. And only those patients that get to that point are the ones that ultimately reboot themselves. And we talked about the healing at night. I actually use the word restoration or restore. What's the first four letters of restore or restoration? R-E-S-T, rest. And we got to rest our bodies in order to restore them, mind, body, and spirit.
It's interesting you mentioned philodendron, Chris, because as I mentioned a few moments ago, when we designed our Sleep Advance product, philodendron is one of the things we included because we were trying to target stress hormones and help the body to relax and calm down so that we can get into the deeper stages of sleep, which are so important and so restorative.
And the philodendron has worked again and again for my patients. And if you were to go to PubMed, for those people that aren't familiar with PubMed, PubMed.gov is a website. And so as the audience wants to type in cortisol philodendron, they will actually see an article showing all the benefits with percentage improvements on the health aspects of philodendron in that particular study. But the other thing which I like to go back to is Benjamin Franklin, a penny saved is a penny earned. I think it's Benjamin Franklin. Feel free to correct me. But now if I could prevent myself from excess stress, excess emotional response, that knee-jerk response, that's going to be very important. That's where I use things like L-theanine from green tea and also GABA. But let's talk about L-theanine. L-theanine is an amino acid from green tea. If I got in a capsule 100 milligrams of L-theanine, that's be so many cups of green tea, all I'd be doing all day is T, the letter T equals the letter P. In this case, T equals P. All you'd be doing is going potty all the time. But the L-theanine has been shown to help with the alpha waves, which is our calm, prayerful, meditative mindset. And it's also been shown to naturally support the GABA pathways. And GABA is one of those neurotransmitters in our body which are calming. We only have two major neurotransmitters in our body. That's brain chemicals. The neurotransmitter GABA, gamma aminobutyric acid, and serotonin. Yep. And of course, you can build serotonin with 5-HTP or eating a whole lot of turkey and eggs, but 5-HTP is one step closer. And so L-theanine, you're a penny saved is a penny earned. And so if you think about a health savings account, imagine your body on a daily basis like your credit and debit of your checking account, not to stress anybody out. Now, if I can not save a penny over here, well, that's a whole credit over on the positive side. I'm starting to move things. So if I don't get stressed out about my commute as much, because I've taken L-theanine, if I don't get so stressed out about my boss or my coworkers, then all of a sudden I'm saving energy, recharging my battery. And think of your adrenal glands like a battery. You want to nurture it. You want to attend to it. You want to prevent the stress response. And you want to also just make yourself kind of like water off of a duck's back. You don't really want to keep on experiencing that dampness of stress, which is dampening your spirit and your vitality.
Well, I'm going to jump in here for a second because you're talking about the different reactions of the interior of the body to sleep and stress. And I was reading recently that physical activity actually improves sleep quality and increases sleep duration. And the reason is because they think that exercise may bolster sleep in other ways because it reduces stress and tires you out. They found that early morning and afternoon exercise may also help reset the sleep-wake cycle, which you mentioned a little bit there, Chris. And it because it raises the body temperature slightly, then allowing it to drop triggers sleepiness a few hours later. And obviously, if you can go outside, it also helps. another thing you were talking about, Chris, it helps if you can let your body absorb natural sunlight during the daytime hours. They actually have written many articles about the fact that the body probably needs 15 to 20 minutes of sunlight every day. Now, we're not going to get it in certain parts of the country. I used to be in Southern California, and we did get it almost every day. But even the exercise and being outdoors and making certain that you get a specific amount of activity at least four times a week is important. And it's also important to regulating a lot of the functions of the body, like you were talking about with the GABA, the serotonin, other things like the cortisol levels. It helps to balance it out because your body was created to move.
And I think that moving part is critical. Once again, we're a sedentary society. Look at the obesity, look at the lack of fitness. And when we move, we support natural female and male testosterone levels. We de-stress ourselves. And you were mentioning right before we began our show today, when you wake up feeling stressed, what do? Or in your stressful period of your life, you describe that, John. What do you do, and how are you mindful when you do it?
I wake up the first time I found that if the first time I wake up in the morning is usually when the light is changing, the sun's coming up, or it's even on a cloudy day, it's coming up and the light is changing. And if I get lazy and go back to sleep, I wake up and I'm really groggy. But if I get up at that time, I'm not groggy at all. I'm fully awake. I immediately put some water in my system. I put on my walking gear and I go outside and I walk rapidly for 40 minutes to an hour. It depends on how much time I have, but and sometimes obviously you can't do that depending on the weather, but that's what I do. And by getting up when your body first wakes up, if you've had a good night's sleep, there are some caveats to the whole thing. Like Chris was saying, if you went to sleep at 1, you don't want to wake up at 4 and say, okay, it's time to get up. You want to try and go back to sleep. But that's what I do. I get outside, and it starts creating a habit in the body to get up and move, get up and move, get up and move. And pretty soon, your body looks forward to getting up and moving. And it really there are so many different things that it affects exercise as far as allowing you to get a good night's sleep. And some people only need 5 or 6 hours of sleep, even though research says that 7 to 8 hours is better because the body is actually rebooting itself during the night. And for competitive athletes, 9 or more hours is better. So, you know, you're involving by exercising, you're allowing your body to get into a place where it's tired and it's going to relax. And then sleep affects the muscles, the lungs, the heart, the stomach, and the brain. And there are so many things going on.
I do believe that, John. The more we active we are, the more sleep we need. You know, the world-class athletes really do need more sleep because they're breaking down tissues and building up tissues
right.
in much greater amounts than the rest of us are. And I had an experience this weekend that's kind of exemplary of that. I ended up going and having this wonderful idea of going to a nearby place and picking up a truckload of dirt that I tried to spread around my backyard and all the holes that my dogs dig. They dig these holes, these deep holes in strategic places, so that if you're not paying attention, you can step in and break your ankle.
Oh, wow.
I think that's what their goal is. But at any rate, I was out there, dutifully trying to fill all these holes in the yard. And praise God, my daughter, who's 22 years old, came out and rescued me. And believe it or not, there is such a thing as girl power, because she was amazing. She helped me a lot. And I think saved me from passing out in the yard, because I was actually getting dizzy standing up in the truck and shoveling dirt. But I literally slept 10 hours Saturday night, and that's completely unlike me. I normally can't sleep more than 6 hours. But I was so profoundly exhausted, because I don't do that kind of thing all the time, that I needed that rest.
Well, exactly. Actually, John, if you had gotten dizzy and fallen asleep in the shrub, we could say you were officially bushed.
That's right.
And if you think about the word bushed, you know, that means you're tired out, you're exhausted, you're lost in the bush. That's psychologically what we're describing. And we're not bushed. And I can tell you, John Leonard is in phenomenal shape. He's quite the specimen. He matches his voice very well. But in addition, he can walk 40 minutes. I'm going to get my mind around 40 minutes. But even a 10 or 15 minute stroll around the neighborhood, for me, I love photography. So in the morning, I will take pictures of some flowers, a bird. I'll notice that our neighbor painted their house a year ago, and I was just too busy to notice it. I'm going like, oh gosh, who approved the yellow color there? Or whatever. But it's like, we are so busy, we're not even observing the world. And think of our ancestors, and even the ancient Greeks and all the cultures around the world. They saw, like the Mayans as well and the Aztecs, they saw the sky, they saw the heavens, they saw the planets, they saw patterns, and they saw the beauty. And so how many of us are so stuck running around with our technology in our hand, looking down, texting with one thumb or not, and there could be a burning bush there. We'd walk right past it.
Yep. There's a great, in the Bible, in Isaiah 800 BC, there's a verse that says, "And the earth is a sphere hung in nothingness."
Thank you, Jakin. Glad to be here at Health Frontiers Radio with Chris, John, and of course you, Jakin. This week's Health Frontiers Radio special savings is all about choices. And the choices today are Magnifical and or Sleep Advance. Mix or match, buy one, get one half price. Choose one of each or two of either. On the Logos Nutritionals website, go to the heading Special Offers. In the drop-down menu, click on Sleep, Health, Mix or Match. Select your Mix or Match combination and add to the shopping cart. Special note, a quantity of one will equal two bottles. Then at checkout, enter the code SLEEPHELP. That's SLEEPHELP, one word. Good night, John Boy. Remember, all Logos Nutritionals products proudly display the good manufacturing and practice seal of quality assurance. And all are backed with Logos Nutritionals unconditional satisfaction guarantee. Logos Nutritionals. Bringing hope to life.
Well, that's good stuff, Glenn. Thank you so much. John Bergsteiner, why don't you get us back into how can we sleep better?
We all need to buy pickup trucks and get dirt and shovel it in our backyard. I remember doing a base for a jacuzzi, and I used 99 bags of concrete.
Oh, my goodness.
A friend of mine had brought over a concrete mixer and everything, and we did it ourselves. And it was halfway down a hill, so he had kind of overlooked a valley. And I carried each one of those bags down that hill and poured them in, and we had built the frame for it, and we laid the concrete. I slept really well at the end of that day.
And I think
that's
said for hard physical labor versus mental labor. But so many people, when we're talking about sleep, have this problem. They have trouble getting to sleep, staying asleep, and we need to figure out what's the cause of that. Is it getting to sleep, and have you quieted your mind? Have you not eaten or consumed liquid for a couple hours prior to bed, other than maybe a sip of liquid to keep your mouth moist? That's important, because otherwise GERD, acid reflux, can cause you to have problems. if you watch something too stimulating or depressing or have it too lively a conversation, that will, of course, cause you to be sleeping or have sleep issues. And then the other thing is, what happens if you have some big stresses in your life that you can't control? I personally find reading the Bible, reading the scripture, and just literally, I will often just flip open the page, and much like any other wonderful good book, and point and just start reading whatever I happen to open up to, and just read and read and read until I'm hearing and getting in that space where my spirit's helping calm down my mind and my body as well.
Amen.
Yeah,
brother.
Just don't read
anything. A little quiet time before bed is definitely a great idea, because you know, just fellowship with God and with the Holy Spirit is a calming, you know, has a calming effect in and of itself. But you know, driver fatigue is, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, there's a estimated to be about 100,000 motor vehicle accidents a year from driver fatigue, with about 1,500 deaths. So I mean, it's just as dangerous to drive sleepy as it is driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs.
Yeah, I've heard that as well. And some of you out there in the audience may not be sleeping because you're not sleeping. What do I mean by that? You're not sleeping because you're not sleeping. Well, when I was much younger, 40 years old, I found out that I had sleep apnea. I was not overweight at the time, but between my allergies as a child, my orthodontic work, and some just interesting genetics, I was stopping breathing over 50 times an hour. And so that will, of course, stir the adrenaline as well. So if you or your bed partner is not sleeping, a kid, a loved one, a relative is not sleeping, and or they're just resting, or you know, they're tossing and turning a lot, well, that's something to look at. When for me, as a guy, I was 39 going on 40, I was having that problem. Actually, I figured it was my prostate, because I was getting up several times a night to urinate. And lo and behold, I was scaring the pee out of me because I was auto-suffocating. And so, but people say, well, I don't startle awake. I don't gasp for air. Well, lots of people, over half of people with sleep apnea don't do any of that. They are just so out and suffocating that they don't stir, and they aren't big snorers. And so some people will be big snorers, but most people will not realize they have sleep apnea. And you can either have your healthcare provider order the test, which is always the best, or you can even order a home sleep study online, which is reviewed by a doctor. Make sure it's always reviewed by a doctor, and actually see, am I really sleeping? Am I really restoring my body? If you think of the hierarchy, how long can we live without food? We can only live without food for weeks or months. But now we won't move to water. Well, that's days. Air, that's moments. So we want to make sure we're eating well, drinking plenty of liquids, but if we're not breathing properly, we're not getting that air, that's a big problem. So for some people that aren't sleeping, it's not a supplement deficiency. It's not a lack of effort. It's a lack of oxygen. And some people say, oh, I would never want to have a CPAP machine. Well, there's often a simple dental appliance that your dentist or doctor can also help you with. So don't let your fear of disturbing your sleep, which probably is already disturbed and you may or may not know it, identify what's going on. So if your sleep is disturbed a lot of the time and it's pervasive, it's impacting you, then go get it checked out. It's very, very important.
John and Chris, I want to just go over really quickly in a nutshell, and then we can expand on each one, what sleep does. People really don't realize that in the brain, the cerebral spinal fluid is pumped more quickly throughout the brain while you sleep. It actually acts like a dishwasher, whisking away waste products that brain cells make. So you wake up quite literally with a slate. And then as far as the lungs, when you're awake, your breathing patterns, sometimes they're deep, sometimes they're shallow. You'll breathe faster when excited and harder while you exercise. But during sleep, your breathing slows down and becomes very regular. And as far as your muscles are concerned, we can go into a lot of detail about that, but your body actually releases growth hormones that work to rebuild muscles and joints. And the more sleep you get, better equipped your body will be to repair itself. Your stomach, well, don't eat too late at night and don't eat too much, but your stomach contains, there are foods that contain an amino acid called tryptophan that causes sleepiness. Carbohydrates make tryptophan, some of them do, more available to the brain, which is why carbohydrate-heavy meals can make you drowsy. You can also have turkey's famous for its tryptophan, and that's why people get sleepy after eating a Thanksgiving dinner. And I think most importantly, the heart gets a break during sleep time. The heart works really hard 24/7. So at night during non-REM sleep, and we'll explain REM in a bit, it takes some pressure off itself by reducing the heart rate as well as the blood pressure. And that's just a quick rundown about the different things that sleep, the main things that sleep affects and how it affects them. So, John B., if you want to go into more detail on that, and I know that your products are wonderful as far as working in synergy with the natural functions of the body to create relaxation and a better environment for sleep.
Yeah, John, people tend to think of sleep as a very passive activity because, you know, we go to sleep and we lay there, or at least we think we lay there. But having been through a sleep test myself, I can tell you that sleep is a very active process. And if you've ever been through an actual sleep test, you find out just how much that's true, because when you've got all those electrodes, you know, attached all over your body, and you're flipping and flopping. Every time you do that, you feel like it wakes you up. Well, I went through my sleep test, and I'm so glad you mentioned, the sleep apnea, because it's a huge, huge problem. And I know, you know, Chris, you see a lot of that, and you treat a lot of men with low T. It comes from sleep apnea, because we're just not oxygenating our testicles. You know, when we're in apnea, we're not getting enough oxygen into our system. That's where it shows up first in men, is we get low T. So it's like everything we talk about in this program. Everything's connected, and there's cascades of events that take place when we miss the mark somehow. And so the active aspect of sleep is amazing, because, you know, we do certainly lay still, go to sleep, but our brain is not necessarily resting in the sense that, you know, you say you need to go to sleep and get your rest. Our brain is very active during sleep in certain parts or phases of sleep. And so we go through the cycles of sleep or stages of sleep that are cycle around. And it's a fascinating world, the study of sleep. But for our purposes, it's not necessary to understand all the intricacies of sleep as much as it is to understand the things that we're doing to interfere with our sleep and the things that we can do to have better, more restful sleep. And that's what we've focused on for this show and for the products that we make available to people to help them get better rest and more effective sleep.
Yeah, and I'm right now looking at some of the ingredients of your Sleep Advanced product. And one that's very interesting and many people haven't heard about is Macuna Purens. Macuna Purens is actually an herb, but it actually contains the precursor for levodopa, which is a dopamine precursor. And if you think about the chemistry, and of course, this is where I live, I'm a biochemical egghead. Well, just like we were talking earlier about how tryptophan makes 5-HTP, that makes serotonin, which ultimately makes melatonin, that's a whole pathway. So once again, tryptophan to 5-HTP to serotonin to melatonin. Well, the other side of that chemistry within our brain and our gut is that we go from tyrosine, and we actually make levodopa, we make dopamine, and then dopamine is made into norepinephrine and epinephrine. So dopamine is made into norepinephrine and epinephrine from but starting with tyrosine, going to levodopa. Lacuna helps feed that pathway. But another word for norepinephrine and epinephrine is noradrenaline and adrenaline. So epinephrine is adrenaline. Epinephrine is adrenaline. Norepinephrine is noradrenaline. But now dopamine's contentment. It's bliss. It's happy. It's often why people have addictions. It will feed their dopamine pathway. Whatever that might be, that's actually what they're feeding. But they're trying to bring themselves back into balance, whether they know it or whether that habit's good or bad for them. The reality is dopamine becomes deplete with chronic stress. And we can talk about your adrenal glands, mine, yours, all of ours. And we have two aspects of our adrenals. We have the adrenal medulla and we have the adrenal cortex. They make up the adrenal. The adrenal cortex makes several hormones, including cortisol and cortisone, which is our sleep-wake cycle. And if you have that mid-afternoon lull, then all of a sudden you're like, oh, it's around 2 or 3. Well, then that's, of course, a sign of adrenal issues. Or if you have trouble waking up and you don't have sleep apnea, you actually got in your sleep, then you might have low adrenal function. Getting tested on your adrenals are important, but part of adrenal fatigue is wired and tired. And the wired part is adrenaline, noradrenaline. So the Macuna in the product actually is designed to help support that wakefulness and also keep you more calm. And remember, a penny saved is a penny earned. But you have to start building back a reserve because you're barely making bills. How good does it feel to have a little bit of a buffer in your bank account? Well, the same thing with your health savings account. You want to have that buffer so that little surprise of life doesn't throw you into a yet another tailspin. And when I bring up health savings accounts, I realize that so many of us have those financial challenges of taking care of ourselves, our family, our loved ones. All of this wears on us. And as a group and as a radio community, we pray for one another, we support one another, and we're trying to nurture the mind, the body, and the spirit because we're a team. We're a team human. And our goal is to actually reach out and support one another because together we're stronger, we're better, and the world's going to survive and thrive at a higher resonant level.
I call it the art of human being. And
yep.
We all are just that, and we have to be humans and take care of each other. Chris, one thing that you touched upon, and I want to ask a question here. When you start getting adrenal fatigue because of this constant exciting of the adrenal using the norepinephrine and the epinephrine, isn't there a cascading effect where other glands have to actually take over some of the workload and that makes things worse and worse?
Oh, yeah, it's a vicious cycle. It's like quicksand. The more you wiggle to try to survive the day. So you mentioned the growth hormone. What are the signs of low growth hormone? Tired, low exercise tolerance, sleep issues, depression. Everything is interwoven as the Lord has created us. And so the rest part of things and making sure you're getting good quality rest and plenty of oxygen. So that if you have a doubt, for about $200 online, you can get a sleep apnea test if you're doctor won't order it, but once again, ask them to do it. That's their job and their function. Always include your doctor. But in addition, you nurture the adrenals. But by taking care of the adrenals, John, just as you were just mentioning, you're taking care of other areas. And as John Bergsteiner mentioned, sleep apnea, well, it robs all the tissues of oxygen. I have patients coming in with GI complaints. And I'm thinking of two women. One actually had anxiety. That was her big issue. The other one, she could have been exactly her twin, similar age in her 60s. All she had was GI issues. We tracked both of them back to sleep apnea. 103-pound women, anxiety on one side, and the other one with gut issues because there's not enough oxygen either to the brain or to the gut or for women that have hormonal issues. Premature failure of the ovaries is also, just like for the male, the testicles are also part of that hormonal aspect. You've got to water the garden, otherwise your grapes are going to turn into raisins.
Interesting. Yeah, I also remember when we were developing the Sleep Advance formulation, I was looking at all the research on melatonin, and you talk to people all the time who say, well, I took melatonin, it didn't do anything for me. Well, it turns out most of the time when people say that, it's because they took 10 milligrams of melatonin or something, ridiculous like that. when the most of the real, you know, beneficial research done with melatonin is with much, much lower dosages. Like we've reduced our product from 3 milligrams originally to 1 milligram. Now it's 1 milligram along with the magnesium to help just calm things down, relax the muscles and so forth. And then the other things that we've got in there to address lowering stress hormones and things like that. But yeah, it's interesting, Chris, that lower dosages of melatonin are more effective than higher dosages are.
It's all about nudging the body, not shoving the body. We are so indoctrinated with supersize me, more is better, larger containers, large box stores. The reality is we want to be frugal with our body, but mindful. We want to nurture it, but not create a dependency. We want it to always try to continue to fish for itself, opposed to be dependent upon a fish. But once again, without sleep, we start becoming more and more dependent and more handouts. And this is why people buy $5 cups of coffee. A, it's full of sugar, but B, that's how they get through their day. Well, if I can't get this, I can't get through my day. That's not a judgment. That merely speaks to how worn out your body is. And it's a wake-up call, totally a wake-up call. And I will be the first one. You know, they say if you point your finger at somebody, 4 are pointing back at you, if you count your thumb as a finger. And so the reality is I'm a naturopathic doctor, been doing it forever. I was up to over 32 ounces of coffee a day back in the day. Now it doesn't even touch me. That's how worn out I got. And so I don't want people to get worn out. We can learn from one another. This is called the wisdom of the generations. And if my journey helps somebody else, like being diagnosed with sleep apnea, if that helps somebody and saves one life, wonderful. And John Bergsteiner, as you said, driving tired. I used to drive not knowing I had sleep apnea, an hour and a half to work, because I worked for a large herbal company, and an hour and a half back in rush hour. I had the window down, the air conditioner blowing in December in Oregon to stay awake. And I won't tell you how much coffee I was drinking. So don't become me. And more importantly, don't let your resistance or your fear control you, because with faith, all things are doable. And he which is in us is greater than he which is in the world. And any challenge you have with him, it's 1,000 times easier, plus, plus, plus.
Okay, I'm going to take a little bit of the seriousness out of this discussion, but I know what you're talking about, Chris, because I didn't drink coffee during, I don't drink coffee during the week. And every once in a while on a Saturday, I tried a quad cappuccino breve, which is 4 shots. And I just had a blast feeling like I was Superman. But I didn't. I only did that every once in a while just for the fun of it, because you're right. You can get to the point where I had friends who drank the same exact thing and they would feel nothing. Yep. And I just was like, how can that be? I got one other interesting thing about, from my standpoint, the exercise sleep connection. They found out that if you get enough sleep, whether you're a weekend warrior or a high school, college, university, professional athlete, muscle coordination actually improves with sleep. They did a small study, let's put it that way, and they added 2 hours of sleep to the nightly routine of a group of professional athletes, and they experienced a 5% increase in reaction time and speed. So it seems like sleep is vital for cementing muscle recall linked to body movements. So as a lot from the average human being to the professional athlete, getting enough good sleep is really important. And there, obviously the question is, well, what do I do to give myself better quality sleep?
Yep. And that's it. And that's where using a supplementation regime, and if that's not doing the trick, getting diagnosed, how good is my sleep, and good health, good sleep hygiene. You can Google good sleep hygiene, and there's a whole list of things that are available that you just a checkbox. Am I doing these things? And if you're still having sleep problems, then you need to get checked out, because sleep is critical for restoration. And you know, the reality is, you know, the shots of coffee is, I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. Been there, done that one. But our body doesn't work well on deficit because it has that ripple effect that both of you have brilliantly spoken to. So I want everybody to have a good night's sleep from this point forward. And if you're not sleeping well or your loved ones aren't sleeping well, the best gift you can do is figure it out for them, because you'll be happier, healthier, less heart disease. And as that study suggested for the college kids, 5 hours of or less sleep dramatically drops hormones. So if you're a male or a female with hormone issues, you got to get your sleep checked out. Bottom line.
Amen, brother. We're talking major effects to our judgment, our reaction time, lots of other functions in the body. And of course, with chronic sleep deprivation, there's really profound changes that take place. And, you know, there's such a thing as sleep debt, where, you know, the body will just shut down and, you know, let us know that we need to catch up and restore our bank account with sleep, because it's, you know, it's just the time that the body uses for so many different restorative processes. You know, the bone remodeling takes place while we sleep. Yep. There's just so many things that go on during sleep that, you know, sleep deprivation is just disastrous for our body in so many different ways. I know I called you not too long ago, Dr. Miletus, with a friend of mine who was dealing with narcolepsy. And that was an interesting conversation, because you have a lot of patients that are dealing with narcolepsy as well, do you not?
I do. And the reality is, narcolepsy is a whole nother medical condition where your neurological system will really just have you fall asleep. And it can be a micro sleep or it can be a major sleep. And once again, our bodies are designed to control our sleep, and you can be undersleeping, oversleeping, or inappropriately sleeping. That's not a judgment. That's just wrong time, wrong place, middle of driving, middle of a conversation, middle of a meeting. But the reality is that sleep and that design has to be figured out. And the other last parting thought I have is, if anybody in this audience is not dreaming and recalling their dreams at least twice a week, it's either sleep apnea most likely, or you don't have enough B vitamins. And I entertain my brand new patients often. I'll say, go ahead and take this B vitamins, and you'll actually notice you start dreaming. And one couple, a husband and wife, they were going to go down to Mexico, and she hadn't dreamt for a long time. She's a busy woman, kids, career, everything. And so she hadn't dreamt for months for her recollection. And so I said, go home, take some B vitamins, and you'll start dreaming. She dreamt that her husband was in a Mexican prison while they were in Mexico. That night, her husband had the same dream that he was in a Mexican prison. I can't say that was related to the supplement, but it is very interesting.
That's great.
And in real life, neither one went into any Mexican prisons, just to, you know, disclaimer.
Oh, Chris, one of the things, too, that you talked about was people not having the time, or how difficult is it to start getting up and doing some kind of activity. Well, actually, you can do it anytime during the day, because I was looking at another study, and what they said is as little as 10 minutes of aerobic exercise, such as walking or cycling, can dramatically improve the quality of your nighttime sleep, especially when done on a regular basis. And yep. It also helped reduce the risk for developing troublesome sleep disorders, such as sleep apnea and restless leg syndrome. And that's 10 minutes. Do it 10 minutes every day. I think everybody can find 10 minutes in the day.
And we have to be accountable to ourselves. And that's why, like I started with in our conversation today, I've had a Fitbit that was which is a little thing you fit around your wrist to keep track of your steps. For 6 months, I had purchased it with intention. Last night, I put it on, and I'm tracking my steps from this point forward. It's on my wrist. I'm going to keep on looking. And it is only 10:25. I haven't left my home office yet. I only have 295 steps, because I never left the home this morning for a walk. I need to be getting between 5 and 10,000 steps a day to stay healthy. and I'm at 295, because, therefore I am behind the eight ball. So it's time to run.
That Fitbit it's a great piece of equipment to have on your wrist because it motivates you. You're going to say, well, I'm only going to do 5,000 steps. Then all of a sudden you get up in the middle of something. Oh, I got 2,000 more steps to go. I'll see you guys in a bit. It really motivates.
Well, I just want to thank you gentlemen for participating today. It's a great topic of sleep, and we touched on many, many aspects of it, how important it is for everyone to make sure that they're doing the right things to promote good sleep, getting good rest. And we wish everyone beautiful sleep tonight and every night.
Hey, well, I wish everybody a great night's sleep from this point forward. Tackle it like you would exercise and diet. It's essential.
Thank you for joining us on the Health Frontiers Radio Show, where we empower listeners to be the champions of their health and their future. Everybody have a great week. We'll see you on the next one. As a reminder, the content in blogtalkradio.com's Health Frontiers Radio Show is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on this program.